Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So first this morning, the government is saying it's going to introduce legislation which will scrap the controversial Dublin Airport cap. The cap was introduced as a condition of planning for the second terminal in 2007. It means a maximum of 32 million passengers can pass through the airport every year. Now, according to the government, this change that's on the way could almost double that number to 60 million. To discuss this, I'm joined by Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil TD for Clare and member of the Oireachtas Transport Committee. Roderick O'Gorman, leader of the Green Party and TD for Dublin West, is here. And Niamh Maher joins us on the line too, spokesperson for St Margaret's the Ward Residents Forum. And you're all welcome to the programme. Roderick, I'm going to start with you because Dara O'Brien is on Morning Ireland this morning and says he's going to draft legislation now to change this cap. But didn't we all think that this was a planning issue rather than a legislative issue? So what did you think when you heard that?
Yeah, morning Claire. And certainly that was the advice that was given in the last government, that this was a planning cap introduced in 2007 by An Bord Pleanála, and the only way to change it was by a revised planning application. And as you know, a revised planning application came in from the DAA in 2023. Obviously, Minister O'Brien has got some new advice now that makes him believe he can actually change the cap. And I suppose what I'm thinking now is, if he's going to change the cap, maybe it's an opportunity to actually look at whether passenger numbers is the right way to kind of regulate activity at Dublin Airport, because it's actually quite a crude way to regulate the activity there. Because if you have 100 passengers getting on an Airbus, they're counted the same as 100 people getting 100 individual private jet flights. Mm-hmm. That's not actually fair, because in terms of emissions, in terms of noise, it's the gang on the private jets that are actually creating a much bigger impact. So maybe this is an opportunity now to look at emissions, look at noise in terms of what we regulate in Dublin Airport, and actually reward those airlines that are upgrading their planes, getting quieter planes, more fuel efficient aircraft.
But it didn't sound to me like they want to put any restrictions on this.
No, it didn't. Dara O'Brien, the number of 60 million passenger journeys was set out in the SINDO yesterday. Dara O'Brien doubled down on that again today. And just to put that into context, 60 million passenger journeys in 2023, that would have made Dublin Airport the 20th busiest airport in the world. Last year, JFK had 61 million passenger journeys. So that's the kind of scale that's been talked about now for Dublin. We'd be right up there. And I love to see the basis upon which the government are arguing that that degree of passenger traffic in and out of Dublin is necessary. And the final point is, as well as the emissions consequences, it's actually going to suck potential flights away from our regional airports, from Shannon, from Cork, and going to have kind of dampen economic activity in those areas.
Well, stick on your headphones there, because I'll bring in Cathal Crowe at this point. I mean, you must be very worried, Cathal, that that's going to be the case, you being a Fianna Fáil TD for Clare, that Shannon is going to become less attractive now because there'll be unbridled growth in Dublin.
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on. I don't necessarily agree. I think there's been an inevitability about this for quite some time. Aviation likes certainty, and what you can't have in any airport or in any country is uncertainty. Routes are seasonal, and if an airline doesn't feel that they're being properly accommodated in a country or in an airport, they can very quickly shift and move to another jurisdiction. I just want to assuage some of the concerns that Roderick has mentioned there. There isn't a snowball's chance in the next few years that you'll see traffic through Dublin Airport increase up to 60 million. There just isn't the infrastructural capacity for that. And they do have a planning application in to improve the number and add to the number of gateways.
But Cathal, it did sound this morning. But it did sound like that's the ambition.
To finish the point, we have an obligation every time we legislate in the Dáil, be it on health or housing or aviation, you have to think for the future. And what we're trying to provide for here is legislation that underpins not just Dublin Airport, but Irish airports, so that airlines and the whole sector can plan forward. You're not going to see 60 million flights by any stretch of the imagination in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, but we've got to legislate here as predecessors and Dáils and governments over previous years for the decades ahead of us. Mm-hmm.
And Tammy, can you explain what's changed? Because as Roderick said there, when they were in government, they were told this is a planning issue, but Dara O'Brien is pushing ahead with legislation. So what's going on?
So the minister has taken on legal advice, as all ministers do. and it has become apparent that there can be legislation brought forward. He's going to bring that firstly before his cabinet colleagues. I heard him say earlier on your station that there's a possibility that may even happen between now and Budget Day. So first of all, a memo will come before cabinet. He'll have to get agreement from all colleagues there. And beyond that, then the heads of bill will be brought before the Dáil. So this will be legislation, you know, takes time. This will probably be something in 2026 that will be passed through Dáil, Shannon and committee stages and everything within and signed off by the new president. That's probably where this is going to lie. But there are other planning matters. Dublin Airport, as I alluded to, have planning applications in for expanding their offering, and that's an entirely separate process in case people think that it's one and the same. What we're talking about here,
but what happens to the planning? How did the two things interlink, or how is this going to work? What takes precedence, the legislation or the planning process?
Well, there's the planning process has to continue, and I think that's been made abundantly clear to Dublin Airport Authority. They're already in the planning process and all of that. I mean, we're quite a while, we're probably some months off yet having legislation passed through Dáil, Shannon and signed into law. So the laws are as they are. Could I address the Shannon Airport issue that you mentioned, Claire?
Yeah, I'm still really confused, because I don't know if the legislation goes through and it's passed, where does that leave the planning?
Well, the legislation hasn't been drafted yet. So, I mean, what we have at the moment is, to some degree, it's speculative. The legislation will be brought forward to Cabinet in about 2-3 weeks' time. It'll be then drafted and brought before Dáil and Shannon. So we don't know the precise detail, but a court system will have to have cognizance of the law of the law of the land on the day. And it remains to be seen what that law will look like. I would like to speak about Shannon Airport, if I can. It's long been a concern of mine, and I'm chairman of the Shannon Airport Oireachtas Group. We're very concerned that for many years the Dublin dominance has been has eroded, I suppose, some of what Shannon and other airports like Cork and Knock have. I've been speaking with the minister, and he's going to bring forward a new national aviation policy, and I've been making some suggestions as to how we could increase traffic. Shannon has the capacity to take more than double its current passenger load. Mm-hmm. It's a national airport asset, and I think we need to be sweating that too. We need to be spreading this out a bit to the regions. No one's talking about flip-ending what Dublin have, but we certainly can do more for the likes of Shannon and Cork, and I'd be very adamant on that, Claire.
So it sounds, Roderick O'Gorman, if I can go back to you, there's going to be growth everywhere here. There's going to be growth in Cork, in Shannon and in Dublin.
Well, it sounds like we've no clarity on what this legislation is going to look like. So I sit on the Transport Committee alongside Cathal. So I'm interested to see what Minister O'Brien is going to present us with and how he's going to square the circle you outlined there. But I know Cathal, and I know Cathal has been a strong advocate on Shannon Airport, but I know he put in a detailed submission to the National Planning Framework last year where he was criticising the fact that Dublin Airport had up to 32 million flights. Now the Minister, and again the Minister doubled down on that Morning Ireland this morning, speaking of 60 million flights. So I can't see how that's not going to be negative for airports like Shannon, airports like Cork. Mm-hmm. We have a national planning framework. It speaks about balanced regional development. Funneling all future flight development into Dublin Airport is not balanced regional development. And it means those negatives that do exist from a large airport, particularly the noise pollution, is going to be faced by the communities around Dublin Airport. And again, we are the minister is envisaging an airport the size of JFK, and the communities in Port Marnock, in Swords, in Tyrrellstown, in Holystown, they're going to have to, suffer the very significant impact in terms of noise that it results from something of that scale.
OK, well, Niamh, this might be a good point to hear from you, Niamh Maher, from the St Margaret's the Ward Residents Forum. Are you concerned, given what you heard from Dara O'Brien earlier?
Yes, and thanks, Claire, for having me on. So, obviously, you know, increased aircraft movements equal increased noise. And we already know that there is a major noise problem in both Fingal and in Meath relating to, especially since the North Runway opened 3 years ago. And there are outstanding issues relating to noise that just haven't been resolved, and, you know, alleged breaches of planning that are already in existence. And just to note that in relation to the 32 million cap, there's already, DAA have already been served with an enforcement notice from Fingal County Council relating to this, and they have judicial reviewed it as well. So with outstanding kind of planning issues that haven't been resolved, we find it really incredulous that the minister would propose completely overriding those, essentially allowing the DAA to have, basically no rules apply. And yeah, you know, there's outstanding issues for those that are affected by, you know, especially on the authorised flight paths that everyone has heard about at this stage. None of that has been resolved. The mitigation that has been proposed or that is in place from speaking to people that have had additional mitigation and those that have existing mitigation, it's not fit for purpose. And, you know, there's actually a complete lack of proper recognition of the importance of health and the chronic effects on health of aircraft noise. And this is written into EU legislation through in recent years as well. So, you know, all of these factors come into play, mm-hmm. Particularly in the case of planning and, you know, how, you know, what will happen is if there's an increase in aircraft movements, then it is those that are actually living under those flight paths that are actually going to suffer the consequences of increased profits. So,
Niamh, when you hear the minister talking about drafting legislation to deal mm-hmm. with the cap, do mm-hmm. you understand that that legislation will override the planning process?
To be honest, and it's been, you know, mentioned here already that it's unclear really how this can come about, given the fact that this is such a complex issue and there are so many things that need to be factored into planning if you're going to increase the amount of noise that is going to be produced by increased aircraft. So to talk about 60 million also when there's an application for 40 million in place at the moment, that is nowhere near fruition.
That's the planning application, isn't it?
The planning application, yeah, for the infrastructure.
It's certainly confusing. And Carl, can I come back to you? I mean, the minister was unable to answer the question around what this will do to emissions if the numbers in time get up to 60 million. I mean, that is a concern. Is it not on the agenda, the emissions question?
Emissions is always on the national agenda. And I would say that there's been huge advances made in terms of making aircraft more efficient and aviation. I see in Shannon, there'll be a solar farm. They're converting hydrogen fuels there eventually. There's huge plans. Indeed, there's a whole research and development lab in Trinity College looking at sustainable aviation. So aviation has come on light years. It's not net zero, and I don't think anyone's claiming it's going to be net zero.
I mean,
in
it's
a few
questionable
years
what progress they're making, really. And Roderick, you might be best placed to answer this. But on the emissions, do you agree with me that the minister couldn't answer that question around what 60 million passengers will do in relation to emissions?
But as I was saying, the sector has moved on light years, but we also need to have cognizance at all times that this is an island nation. We need more people coming in and going out of it. Are we suggesting that we revert back to ferries, which themselves aren't very environmentally friendly? We need connectivity. We need economic development. We need to future plan here, not just for Dublin, but for other airports like Shannon.
Let's hear Roderick on that. I mean, we are in a fairly unique situation in that we're a small island hanging off the edge of Europe.
No one's suggesting going back to ferries. Like, let's be realistic about this. We're an island nation and airport connectivity is important for us. But we also just have to recognise the scale of what is proposed here. 28 million extra passenger journeys. That's looking at around 3 million extra tonnes of carbon. That's about as much carbon as it takes to heat every home in Ireland during a year. So we have to understand the scale of what Minister O'Brien is proposing here. And that's why I would again argue that what we should be regulating Dublin Airport in terms of its expansion is not the raw passenger figures, but actually what is generated by those passengers. Look at the example of Christchurch Airport in New Zealand. Another island nation, very heavily dependent on air travel, more so than ourselves. They made a decision in terms of the monitoring of the airport not to look at raw passenger numbers, but actually to focus more on the actual emission of the passengers. Because again, that brings a greater degree of fairness into the mm-hmm. equation, that someone who's taken a normal commuter flight isn't creating the same level of emissions as, for example, about 7,800 private jets landed in Dublin Airport in 2023. They're different flights, they have different impacts, and that should be calculated in terms of regulating the development of Dublin Airport.
And what about Cahill says about the progress that's being made in the aviation industry when it comes to sustainable fuels, research on electric planes and so on? Is that happening? Is it working? Is there progress being made?
There is some progress. We have this category of SAF, sustainable aviation fuel. That's a range of fuels. Some of them are more effective than others. Some of them, the actual amount of carbon saved is quite small. It is important that we research those areas, that we develop those areas. And I think actually Ireland, particularly maybe around Shannon, once we're generating large amounts of offshore electricity for looking at hydrogen, sustainable aviation fuels, you know, we could become a real leader there. But it is some distance off. And I think it is important that we don't, you know, throw out figures like 60 million passengers in Dublin Airport and kind of write it off that the sustainable aviation fuel. But Minister O'Brien doubled down on it, Cathal. It's Dara O'Brien's figure, not mine.
With respect, in the last government, you would have been key and central in terms of legislating. And every time we legislate in any realm, you have to future-proof things. And this is exactly what's happening here.
But DAA is only looking for 40 million. 60 million is a doubling of capacity.
Do you think if we legislate on this between now and, let's say, next Easter, do you think there's capacity at Dublin Airport, physical capacity, to go up to 60 million? There simply isn't.
I know there isn't, Cathal. I'm well aware.
The residents are concerned up a garden path of worry here.
Well, then the only person who mentioned the 60 million figure is Dara O'Brien.
No, we're future-proofing in legislation. And again, I go back to the point, we're an island nation. And if we don't get this legislation right, not just for Dublin, but for the other airports of Ireland, I mean, global travel has changed utterly in the last few years, but there's huge advances we made in making it more sustainable. There's better fuel burn efficiency in jets. And I think we need to be cognizant of that. And I don't know, I remember the lead-up to the last general election. Some of us have regional concerns about airports, which I have, and I've articulated them to the minister, but I've yet to hear a political party outrightly oppose this lifting of a cap at Dublin.
Yeah, it's just, Cathal, when you think about what farmers have been asked to do when it comes to climate change action, they've been asked to do a lot, and you'll know this coming from where you come from.
I farm as well.
But we're looking at the aviation industry being given a free pass this morning.
No, they've been told very clearly, and I think this will be made even more clearer, I think, when the legislation's brought forward. We have to see that detail yet, Claire. But the aviation, of course, has a role to play. But that must also, there must be a counterbalance of opinion here. And it has to be that we economically need people inbound and outbound to our country. Tourism needs it. Our country needs it to grow. And it all comes back to the point that we're an island nation. I've seen what they've done in Holland, but they're a land-connected country.
But you'll know, as a farmer, different. The questions that you have to answer about emissions. The minister this morning couldn't answer the question, what will this do when it comes to emissions if you're putting 60 million people a year through Dublin Airport? No answer.
But Claire, away from this morning's debate, I listen to your show every single day, and you often would feature the legislation coming up in a particular week. What we have at the moment is the minister said over the weekend he's bringing forward legislation. The process here is it'll go to Cabinet in 2 weeks. Nobody, not even Cabinet colleagues, Taoiseach Tánaiste, no one has seen the draft legislation, nor will they for a few more weeks. Then it'll come before the Dáil, where Roderick, I and other TDs can analyse and amend it. And it's probably going to be somewhere in 2026 that we get this. But again, I reiterate the point I made at the beginning. The aviation sector, like so many other sectors, needs some certainty. And the kind of flip-flopping we have in airports isn't good overall. I think we need some certainty as to what the coming decades will be like. No one who's in St. Margaret's and the ward should think that we're going to jump up to 60 million overnight. That is where things may end up in decades.
I'm sure Niamh,
and our population in Ireland is going to double as well at some point.
Okay, well, Niamh is listening to that. And I'm sure, Niamh, you don't think that the numbers going through the airport are going to increase to 60 million overnight. But they are clearly going to go up. I mean, that's the aim of the government.
No, listen, might I just add, you know, it's not just St. Margaret's, the ward, it's everyone that is affected by flight paths, that is aircraft flying over them. So that's thousands of people. So you look on the east side, you look at Portmarnock, even areas in Malahide, then you look more to the west, you've already mentioned areas like Hollystown, and then you look more into Meath as well, like Ashburn and Ratoats. So this is thousands of people that are actually being affected by aircraft noise, and that noise is getting extremely bad at the moment. And the communities have been treated abhorrently by Dublin Airport. Everything is in lag. So, you know, it would appear that, you know, the planning aspect or operations aspect comes before actually protecting the community, when actually protecting the community should come before all of that, because people at the moment are suffering because they are so exposed, because their health has been affected. And if there's an increase in passenger numbers, or, which equals increased flights, that is going to get even worse for people.
Are you concerned now that the actions you've taken under planning law will come to naught because the government's going to deal with this in legislation? Niamh?
Pardon? Sorry, could you
repeat that? Are you concerned that the actions your group has taken under planning legislation, and we've heard about judicial reviews and so on, that will come to naught because Dara O'Brien is going ahead with legislation which may, and we're not clear on this, may override the process you're involved in?
Well, at the moment, there is a pending judicial review, which is in relation to the night flights, the relevant action decision that occurred within Commission Planola in July, which the airlines are also involved in. So that's nearly a separate situation, and that will proceed anyway. But obviously, there's major concern because if there's going to be interference really with how the planning system is working, then that could overshadow everything related to anything that occurs legally. And obviously, that's very concerning, that those rules would be broken for the likes of the airport. Like I've said before, really too big to fail.
Okay, listen, we'll have to leave that one there, but I think we can all probably agree we need more clarity on this, and hopefully it will come in time. Roderick O'Gorman, Cathal Crowe and Niamh Maher, thank you all very much. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.